Hello, After Buzzers. Let's see if luck will be on your side tonight at the Flash After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. Old school Vegas right here. Just we're all lucky ladies right now. Oh, we are lucky ladies. Look at us. I didn't even put that together. I love it. Hello, After Buzzers. Welcome back. It is season 4, episode 3 of The Flash, Luck Be a Lady. I am Tiana Hobson, and joining me, I've got two very lucky and good-looking ladies over here who I would let introduce themselves.
What's up, guys? I'm Drew Jones, and you can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
Hey, guys, I'm Carolina Benetti, and you can find me on Twitter at Carolina Benetti and on Instagram as LenaBean113.
Awesome. So, initial thoughts, tonight's episode was very funny.
Very funny.
And, I mean, I thought it was hilarious. What did you guys think of tonight's episode?
I think they had to make it really funny because they had to cushion that blow of a certain somebody leaving. At least for me. But it was hilarious.
I could definitely tell that the writers were fans of the old Looney Tunes, and I loved it, especially with the Marvel slip. And I just want to say I called it. I totally called it last week. They were setting that up for that departure.
And what's funny about last week is that a lot of people on the internet were super mad about the use of Wally's character last week. He's like, what are you guys doing? Why aren't you using him? And then this week it's like,
but a lot of people also agreed that he should, you know, move along.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of rumors about, you know, hey, maybe he'll be better off over with the Legends or, you know, just
Supergirl
or any of these other shows. The one thing I do think is not going to happen with Legends is him and Franz, I think.
Yeah.
They're too similar skin tones. And when you have people of color on a show, people don't want to hear this a lot of times, but they don't usually put multiple light-skinned people on a show or multiple dark-skinned people
on a show.
It's usually one or the other, and it's usually just the light skin.
Wait, what about Hot Girl? Sorry, guys. I haven't caught up with Legends in a while. It just got too convoluted for me. I had to let that one go.
She bingo.
She's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she was in the first season, and
yeah,
he was
I mean, Vixen's still around. Amaya.
You get at least one light skin girl, one light skin girl per
You can have opposite sex, but not the same sex.
Yeah.
Because they're too similar looking.
And I'm going to pay attention to that now.
And honestly, I am a black woman who, for a second, when I first started watching Legends, and before I started watching either of these shows, I was like, wait, is that the same black dude on both shows?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so they look too similar to be on the same show. So I don't think he will be going over to Legends.
I agree.
Yes. Okay. So that's just what I wanted to start off seeing. But let's get into tonight's episode. Yes. We've got good luck versus bad luck. So, for the beginning part, good luck is winning. We have Becky.
Becky with the good hair.
Becky with the good hair.
Man, that Beyonce song just keeps giving life to characters.
Yes.
Everybody's Becky now.
And what I love about this Becky is that one of the tags of, like, why her luck is so bad is that she was born in Sarasota, Florida.
Honestly, that is the most relatable, accurate thing I've ever heard. Like, Sarasota.
What's wrong with Sarasota?
What's not wrong with Sarasota?
I like Florida.
I mean, I know nothing about Sarasota.
A bad rap, but I really like Florida. I go to Orlando all the time. I have family there and Miami. Like, Florida's cool.
Yeah.
Don't give it a bad rap.
I mean, I feel like Sarasota just might not be the best. I don't know. It's like, who knows? Anyways.
I feel like Florida gets her bad rap.
So she has all this bad luck. I mean, she is a blackjack dealer who can't seem to catch a break on winning for the house. She catches her boyfriend with another girl while she also has to take a massive dump. She's got a MySpace page, which it's 2017, girl. This was 3 weeks ago.
I didn't even know MySpace was still up.
I mean,
no, I think I was confused. I was like, Flash, what year are we in? Did you zoom back to 2007? Like, is MySpace even still around?
It is still around, but MySpace Tom is actually doing a lot on Instagram. I follow
because
him on
Instagram Tom.
He's just traveling. But he sold his site for millions and millions of dollars. So he just travels the world like a boss.
Who's the sad person that bought something that failed?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
He tried to make it like this music site.
Well, you know what? He got Jessica Biel out of that bad investment. Not that she had anything to do with MySpace. I'm just saying. He got Jess Biel and a bad internet site.
and a bad internet site. Well,
so you win some, you lose some, but the luck goes away in sight. That's what I'm getting at.
So the turning point for Becky here is that she gets fired, her car gets
the boot on it,
and she has to take the bus.
Yes.
And right as she's entering the bus, she's like, oh, maybe my luck has finally changed. And boy, was she right, because that's what we find out later, right when Barry comes through, there's a dark matter thing. It gives her her powers, which, I mean, I love hearing my voice, too.
Sorry, I was talking into the live chat so I could see everybody.
It's all good. So she gets all this good luck, and here's my thing. Here's my question to you guys.
Okay.
The majority of the metas that we've met on this show, from either the Particle Accelerator or this new batch that we're finding out about and learning about, have not been using their powers for good.
Right.
Why is that, do you think?
I think because a lot of the situations that we see that they're coming out of, they've kind of gotten the bad hand. And so I don't think they necessarily, in their minds, think they're doing... Well, Kilgore was pretty hardcore. The elevator thing, I still think about. I'm like, ugh.
But, I had a nightmare about that.
Yeah, that was
dark.
I have an elevator in my apartment every time I get in. I'm like... Okay, but I think that a lot of the metahumans that we've seen have kind of had a bad hand, and so when they get these powers, it's not necessarily, I don't think they have the intention of being bad, it's just they're doing things to benefit them, and those benefits have consequences for other people.
Look at Captain Cold.
Yeah.
He's done a 180.
Yeah.
There's the few, but they always kind of, I feel like we always go to the bad in these people. Like, were any good, genuine people hit with some powers besides Barry who actually want to use their powers for good?
Yeah. I mean, the Legends, you know, Supergirl.
Well, she's not a meta. She's an alien.
She's an alien. That's true, but I'm just
saying. And the Legends were mostly, a lot of them were pretty bad crooks. And then they turned a new leaf.
Now they're doing good things.
But I mean, it's just something that keeps coming in my head when I'm watching the show. I'm like, every week we're getting a new meta, and every week they're bad. And I think that Becky, she was someone who wasn't a bad person. Okay, she just had some bad luck. And then instead of using her good luck to just go gamble, she decides to walk into a bank and walk out with all the money.
Haven't we all thought about doing that? I mean, listen, if you
walk out, like, money grew on cheese, like, wouldn't you do it?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I would do, if I literally could just walk into a bank and be like, hi, can I have $1.2 million?
You sound like
And they her. Just gave it to me, I'd be like, thank you so much, Kate, cheers. Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Prius, for waiting for me. And that was so sad that Barry lost her to a Prius for marbles.
Her
it was
marbles.
Literally a Prius Looney Tune moment. Oh, no, I have a Prius.
I was going to say same.
Literally like a Looney Tune moment. I loved it.
I loved it, too, because especially with the Prius out here in L.A.,
everyone
has a Prius. And no offense to you guys, but I always feel like when I'm driving and someone cuts me off or does something stupid, in my head I'm like, oh, you freaking Prius. It's always a Prius that does something, that are the worst drivers.
Well, everybody here has a Prius. It's like when you go to the valet, like La La Land wasn't kidding when she was like, oh, mine's the Prius. And then they opened the thing and it was like, bing. It doesn't matter if you make $100 million in this town or a dollar, you're probably driving a Prius.
Yes. So the team, they have to figure out, Becky has a record in the database, even though she's only lived in Central City for 3 years.
But her record was literally calling the cops to report bad things. A cat burglar burgled her cat. Like, let the girl take her $1.2 million. I'd be like, you know what, girl? You earned that.
Look, if she is, when she was at the casino gambling, I'm okay with you using your good luck there. But walking into a bank, that's where you cross the line
Except
of being.
Except when she went to the casino, it caused more danger than just taking it from the bank.
Yeah. I don't think Becky was necessarily a bad guy. I just think because of it benefiting her, the consequences were bad for everyone else. I don't think she was like, because even when he confronted her, she was like, I'm sorry, like, I wasn't trying to hurt anybody.
But she also said, hey, maybe they deserve it.
I feel it.
I was feeling her up until she robbed the bank, because I think that if you're in a casino gambling, it's one thing to be like, oh, I didn't know that my good luck was just for me, and it was making everything else bad. Yeah. But walking into a bank, you know you're doing something wrong.
Okay, so as we're talking about good luck and bad luck, we saw how it affected all of our favorite characters this week. Poor Joe with his house.
His house falling apart.
So much. I felt for him. But, man, let's talk about that breakup cube. That was so terrible. That was like the most epic breakup text on the planet.
You send me a breakup cue, I'm sending you these hands. That is not how we get down.
But it gives you a tissue if you need it.
You're going to need the tissue to clean yourself up after I'm done. Because we are not doing a breakup cue.
The breakup cue was harsh.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing. But harsh. But I wish it was real.
What made it even better was that it did not work. So then Harry has to explain what was in the message to Wally.
And he's like, so glad Harry's back.
Yes. By the way, welcome back, Harry. I'm so happy to see you finally.
That's my favorite version of Harrison Wells.
Same.
Yes.
It's getting confusing, though, because there's Harrison Wells, the evil guy. Then there's, like, Harrison. Then there's Harry. And there's HR.
Which HR was honestly my favorite. The fans, if you've been watching this since last season, you know.
But this Harrison is actually my favorite. This current incarnation that Tom Cavanaugh gets to play.
But now I'm kind of concerned for him because they don't have very good luck with keeping Harry Harrison's around. So if he's gonna stay with the team.
Well, he said he's gonna stay now because his daughter kicked him out of his own lab.
So if he's gonna stay, it just makes me nervous for this incarnation of him because the team doesn't have good luck with keeping them. By episode 23, they're dead.
Nah, he's gonna be fine. I think I need him to bounce around. That's gonna like stick around. And speaking of sticking around, Wally finally split. And I called it last week. I told you guys, like, his storyline had nowhere to grow. It had nowhere. I know, babe.
I just don't even.
She was crying on my shoulder beforehand, and I was like, baby, I know. I told you.
But listen,
it's okay. I saw it coming.
Comic Girl in the live chat said, this show really bothers me with how they treat everyone beyond Barry, and they have made me dislike him. Like, do right by Wally. Girl, same.
I feel the same way because whenever Barry has screwed things up and ends up somewhere else, then they want Kid Flash to be, oh, yeah, it's Team Kid Flash, yeah. And as soon as Barry comes back, which last week he comes back, and Iris is like, oh, it's we are the Flash, you know? No, the whole team is the Flash. The Flash, just like Oliver over on Arrow, has a bunch of people working with him who he is teammates with. Why can't Barry work with anyone else?
Here's the thing.
Wait. I know. I got you,
here's,
girl.
Here's the thing. This is the Flash, and it's not like on Arrow where Oliver really needs backup because he's just a human with badass Arrow skills. Like, he needs help. The Flash is the Flash. There can only be one major speedster. I could totally see another meta coming on board, and I know that he's got Cisco, but Caitlin's afraid to use her powers, and Cisco low-key is too, but I really think that there can only be room consistently for one speedster. But that being said, let me get this out. For all of the fans that are sad about him leaving, I actually think it's really awesome because it opens the realm for better possibilities for Kid Flash. He's going back to his hometown, which was
Blue Valley,
which is also home to Stargirl. And as we know, CW Seed is bringing out Teen Titans, but better yet, they are bringing out Young Justice. It is also going to be executive produced by Greg Berlanti, and the title officially is Young Justice Outsiders. And for those of you who don't know, Young Justice is actually a really popular TV show that was animated, and there was a Bart Allen on there. They could easily swap out Bart Allen from the future for Kid Flash, and we could see Kenan Lonsdale there.
Yeah.
As that role. And the full cast of CW Seed is Superboy, Aqualad, Robin, Wonder Girl, Lagoon Boy, Artemis, who is like a version of the Green Arrow, Miss Martian, and Nightwing, along with Barry Allen from the future, who comes back to warn them about this like time loop in the comics to save Flash. And the same thing happens in the animated series. But I think that this could very easily be Kenan's role. Maybe he goes to the future.
I mean, we were talking about this before the show with, I don't know, I feel like, I don't know if Kenan Lonsdale's going to stick with the CW. He's been pushing music. He's kind of a free spirit. He's very unpredictable. I would love to see him.
Oh, you think him as an actor?
Yeah, him as an actor. Yeah. I would love to see, because I love him. I would love to see him back on the screen again.
Sure.
He's doing so much right
now. Yeah, he has so much on his plate.
You know, he's got his music career. He's got all these other projects. He's an advocate. He's doing a lot. So I do see how taking a step back from the show can help him in personally in other ways. But it still is shitty the way this show has treated this character.
Yeah, because
regardless.
Sure. I mean, the Flash family is a big part of the comics. It's why people love the Speedsters so much. But they haven't utilized that in the show. Like, they very much made it just about the Flash, which is why I love the Flash. He's one of my absolute favorite superheroes. But they haven't made it like a Speedster family. They haven't haven't gone there. We very briefly touched on it when we had Jesse Quick and Kid Flash and him, but they didn't even really do too much of it with them. They had all these, like, practice runs, and I don't know. There's no love for the other Speedsters on the show, man.
Yeah, it's very, like, this is Barry's show. Everyone's just a part of it until Barry messes up, which is often, and then it's expected for everyone else to clean it up, but then we're never going to acknowledge that everyone else is cleaning up Barry's mess. But Barry, it's all about Barry.
It broke my heart when Wally came back, because I wrote in my notes at one point, where is Kid Flash? Yeah. Why is he not here helping Barry with this bad luck in the casino? And when he came back and told everyone, why did no one notice that I wasn't here? I've been on Earth 2 talking to Jesse.
Yeah.
My heart broke, because that is one of the moments when shows call themselves out for how they call treat a character, I respect it a little bit more.
Yeah.
I respect that they called themselves out for saying, hey, we don't use you. Hey, no one noticed that you weren't here.
Yeah.
And that's pretty shitty.
But that made a bigger point about, like, he was so unmissed that he felt that he wasn't a part of the team. They've really opened this whole season by, you know, shooting down the name that he wanted to use for the team before Barry came back. And then Barry comes back and it's like, oh my God, we have the flashback. What about
all the work he's been doing while the Flash was stuck in the Speed Force?
Wouldn't you leave too if you felt that way?
Especially by your dad and your sister, yes.
Yeah, I'd be like, dude, it's time to bounce.
That you just reconnected with?
Career change.
Not this season, but this season and last season kind of made me, like, not dislike Barry, but, like, I get frustrated with, like, Barry. Because I'm just like, you really wouldn't be the Flash. I know we had this debate last week, but you really wouldn't be the Flash without Team Flash. And I don't know. It's just sometimes I feel like they hype up the Flash too much.
I think you bring up a great point. And I also think that Wally, we're going to miss you. Hopefully you're back soon. I don't think this is the last we're going to see of Wally on this show.
The wedding, I feel like we'll see him.
He has to come back for the wedding, the big crossover. He will be back. But in the meantime, if he needs a job, ZipRecruiter is a great place to start. If you're in need of great talent for your business but short on time, you don't have to get lost in the huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need to find the right tools, smarter tools. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click, so you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. Then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring services, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you, it finds them. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through its site in just one day. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. So if you want to find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results, all you have to do right now for listeners, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/buzz, as in after buzz. That's ZipRecruiter/buzz. And one more time, try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/buzz. So make sure you guys check that out. And if you're like Wally and need a job, go post your resume there.
Maybe that's where he went. He heard about ZipRecruiter and he zipped over.
He is fun. Boom. Kid Flash running over. I love it. Sorry, that's not my notes. Wrong page. So back to Becky and... So basically what we find out is that the Thinker has been
thinking,
controlling all of this, manipulating everything. We knew that he was up to something after we saw Kilgore.
Right.
We just weren't exactly sure what it is. And this is the second of his medicines, like, what do they call her?
This is
subject
number
12. Two.
Yeah.
So she's number two, and you can even see that there's some question of why, and it's clearly he wants everyone to get captured. Mm-hmm. So there can be a mass exodus? Or what's going to happen?
Okay, so I want to bring the Thinker in from the comics so that people can speculate on it. So the Thinker has actually had four incarnations. He was a lawyer that kind of came upon his powers, and he left Gotham City, and he became one of Flash's biggest foes with this, like, thinking cap. Mm-hmm. This was, like, back in the 1930s. And then one of his latest incarnations is where he was actually an AI. And, I mean, this guy's a bad guy. He's been in every, like, evil Justice Society you can think of. He was in the Injustice Society. He was also in, I think it was called, like, the Super Secret Society of Supervillains.
Great name. Great name.
Yeah. But, fun fact, so he plays chess during every episode that we've seen him in so far, and his alias is actually the White King's Bishop, which is kind of a cool Easter egg there for the fans. But his powers have kind of deviated a little bit from the beginning. So he's always had the use of technology for telekinesis and mind control. And then he also had an incarnation where he could project fear onto the people who he was mind controlling and the environment around them. So that being said, what I'm wondering is if in this incarnation of him on the TV show, if he used the black matter from the speedster hole that Barry created to not so much actually give these people power so as much as to use the black matter to sneak into their mind waves. Because the power that Kilgore had, I was doing some research, and the power that Kilgore had in the very first episode is actually one of his powers. And it kind of made me pause, and it made me say, wait, so is this guy actually a meta? Or are all of them having, like, different aspects of his powers that he's mind controlling them, and he can project, because, like, he could project the fear at one point, he can project different aspects of his powers onto different people, and he accessed, like, different parts of their brain to do it. So are they actually metas, or did he use that dark energy to, like, infiltrate their mind and then use his own powers, which could have deviated and grown for purposes of the TV show? I want to know what you guys think, because I knew about him from the 1930s and then again as the AI, but I didn't know about the two incarnations in between that kind of cropped up in the 60s and then again in the 50s. Because, you know, DC likes to reincarnate villains and heroes and turn them into different aspects of themselves.
And that's a good point, too, because they kept saying during the show they're not necessarily metas. They reference a few times that she's not really a meta. She just has this string of luck. So I like where that's going with the thought process of it's just the Thinker putting his abilities into these people. So it'll be interesting to see what the other 10 people's abilities are.
Well, the one...
And he was originally from Gotham, so Batman fans will be happy to see that. But he left for the Flash's territory to be a villain. I guess scared him too much.
Did I miss this? Or was the assistant also on the bus? Because that girl...
His assistant?
Yeah, his, like...
I mean, they didn't close up on her.
They didn't close up on her.
That girl looked a lot like her, but I was, like, kind of distracted.
I remember seeing the face of one guy, and I think I saw two guys on the bus that they kind of...
I thought there was a girl, too, but...
Maybe there was a girl.
No, there was a... I thought she looked Indian. Like, from India.
Oh, I don't know.
Possibly.
Or,
I have to go back and
Pakistani
see it.
Yeah,
I just remember the first close-up happening and thinking, okay, these people are important for a reason. Yeah. They wouldn't linger on just a regular extra's face. It's going to come back and be a part of them. So one thing that I know we have to talk about, because we started talking about it during the episode. So the way that they are able to take away her powers momentarily after her powers start expanding because of all the good luck that she's having is that the particle accelerator is going to explode again. First they try to stop it, and then Harry is saying to Cisco, actually, don't worry, let it explode. Yeah. And in that explosion, Cisco does say that it temporarily brought down the range of her powers so that her bad luck would stop spreading and they could put her in cuffs. Someone doesn't believe that this is a very valid argument.
I feel like this was, we have X amount of time in this episode and we need to wrap it up, and how are we going to get rid of it? And the writers were like, cop out. I love you guys, but this was totally like a cop out, because if the particle accelerator exploded again, it would just create a bunch more metas. It doesn't make sense that people couldn't be re-meta'd, because it's possible that the first wave of meta particles in their system.
But we don't know that it hasn't created new metas.
That's true.
We don't know that it hasn't. True.
But my question.
Because my whole thing was like, Okay. So it stopped her powers, but only for a little bit. That doesn't make any sense. If it neutralized her powers, then wouldn't it just take it away permanently? And you just created a bunch more metas, which is exactly what you don't want, Team Flash. And that's not addressed at all. Nobody even brings that up as a concern.
But maybe they're the metas who are actually good people, like Barry, getting power. So maybe we can have Barry come together and get some more support, even though he doesn't know how to use teammates and doesn't play well with others. Well, a la Wally. Sorry, I'm going to be very bitter about this for a while, guys.
Bitter about Wally.
I don't think it's dark enough, but I'm just holding up a sign that says nope.
But my question is, why did it just neutralize her and not, like, why didn't Barry get neutralized?
Even if Barry had been neutralized, he was close enough to her to still walk to her.
That's true.
And put the cuffs on.
That's,
so that is my cop-out for that.
I think
a lot of times that shows use the same thing that brought you your powers can also take away your powers. So that's why I'm okay with this.
Yeah. But because why did it only take away her powers? Wouldn't it have also neutralized the Flash? It makes no sense.
We just talked about that.
I'm hearing you.
She had a very good point.
This goes into my whole thing of like, what?
He didn't have to be fast to get to her, even though her powers were neutralized. He could have walked over to her. He was close enough. He was within walking distance to get to her. She's not a speedster, so she's not going to run away.
This was the distance of them.
So he could easily get to her, even if his powers had been neutralized.
Temporarily neutralized.
Which they don't really touch on, so we don't know if they were or if they weren't.
Come out.
And I also,
I get it. There's only,
I mean,
so
she had
many
a force
minutes.
Field, so they just needed to bring that force field down back to the original vicinity that it started as. So I'm okay with this explanation.
Yeah.
Let us know what you guys think in the chat and tweet us and let us know how you guys feel about this particle accelerator.
I mean, I just feel like it didn't affect Cisco. It didn't affect Caitlin. If anything, Caitlin wasn't in her meta form, so shouldn't she been all like, ha, ice, evil?
Well, would we have even seen it affect them if it happened because they weren't using...
I mean,
they
powers.
Were in the lab when it happened.
Yeah, but I'm saying they weren't using their powers, so how would we have not known that?
You don't have to use your powers. It just is affecting your body.
True. I also think that... What did I think? I forgot what I thought. I can't remember. Anyways, well, it'll come back to me
You're
at some point.
You're having a Dory.
I'm having a Dory moment. It's the particle... Oh, that was what I was going to say. So the particle accelerator, the last time it went off, it had been building for hours and days. Mm-hmm. And so the blast was much bigger and took up a lot more space and circumference rise. So maybe because this one happened so quick, it wasn't a full force explosion, which meant that the effects were much less.
Also, wasn't it?
Just throwing out there.
Wasn't it storming?
It was storming. There was lightning. It was a lot.
And that played into effect with some people's meta powers and whatnot. So I'm gonna buy it. I'll buy it.
I'm okay with it.
I'm mad at y'all about Wally, but I'll let you
I'm gonna stay mad about Wally and be okay with this.
I'm mad that y'all don't care about characters that don't really have that much to do with Barry, but you know.
So
Cisco's my favorite. This show could be called Cisco and the Flash and I'd watch it.
I mean, they should have their own show, just the two friends.
Cisco,
no, I meant Cisco and Barry.
CW
just
Seed.
Yeah, I know that one, but Cisco and Barry just need to like have their bro time.
I kind of want him to have a show with Harrison. I'd watch them argue for 20 minutes.
Yeah, they are like an old married couple.
They're so good together.
So the last part that kind of we see with this whole Thinker and Becky situation is the Thinker has the samurai head in the office that he's using to spy on everyone. So my question is, because he says to his assistant that they might have thought about things faster than him, but he's smarter. Is he actually smarter or is he just sneakier? Because if he can hear their conversations and they can't hear his conversations.
No, his brain is his power. he's like a very smart villain.
Yeah, I get that part, but I'm just saying in this particular instance, you're saying you're smarter than them, but then you also have cameras hidden inside their offices that give you an extra hands up that they don't have that. They don't even know who you
but
are yet.
They're the ones that were stupid enough to acquisition something from a villain and just set it up in plain view. They should have like a locked cellar. I mean, they're in Star Labs where they can hold metahumans, and you're telling me you don't have like a trophy room of relics that you're researching that aren't in the general vicinity where you talk about your plans to defeat evil supervillains? That's a dumb move on Cisco's part.
It is. And you know it's Cisco who thinks it's cool and wants to have
it
there.
I mean, Cisco has been making smartest decisions.
He's in love.
Yeah, he's sprung. You wild out when you're sprung.
When you're sprung, you just do silly things. And speaking of being in love, we have two couples that we have to talk about. First, all the bad luck is also affecting the West Allen wedding plans.
Yes. You know what? I'm glad it did, because we got that sneak peek picture of Iris in her dress, and that dress is gorgeous. That sad beaded tragedy that she had on today, I'm okay with her not wearing that long term.
With her not being with that.
Yeah.
She looked good in it, though.
It was she good did. For her. She looks good in anything. You could put a potato sack on Candace Patton and she'd look good. Literally.
I mean.
But that dress was just, you know, in comparison.
If we hadn't seen the other dress.
Favor.
Yeah, if we hadn't seen the leaked photos of that other dress first, I think that I would have been okay with this dress.
Yeah, same.
But after seeing that other dress, it's Carrie from Sex and the City all over again.
Yeah.
The dress is a huge part. It's the focal point of the wedding.
She doesn't have that stupid fascinator on her head.
Yeah,
thank
that
God.
Part. But the dress is just everything. Yeah. And you want to, once you see that dress, any other dress is just mediocre and blah.
Yeah.
Blah. But they have some, first they have good luck, meaning that they could get the weekend that they wanted because some people broke up, and then it's bad luck because the villa burned down and their backup place got booked. And
well, yeah, because they released it.
Yeah, because they released it. So they're just having all this bad luck, and Iris freaks out and it's like, we have to get married ASAP, and tries to hijack a funeral.
Oh my god.
And then the priest
turned the paper.
Oh my god. She was so desperate. I was like, girl, calm down. It's been how many years now? You're gonna be all right.
She climbed up. Like, she didn't just.
Like, he was gonna leave
she,
her.
She, like, got up, climbed up in her little white dress, and I was like, girl, I get
she
it.
She was all
he's
over
fine,
the pole.
But you gotta calm down.
But here's the thing, too, is like getting married in a church isn't even legal. Do you know it does nothing? You actually have to go to City Hall anyways and get like a official license. So I'm like, why are you at the church in the first
she
place?
She just wanted the symbolism of them being married to happen. And let's face it, last season they got engaged, and then her life was immediately in danger. And now this bad luck is coming. They've lost two venues and their wedding's in
like,
6 weeks.
It.
Yeah, we're
and
all
she's freaking out. So I would probably be Iris. The gods don't want us to get married.
Girl, I
let's
would not be
rush
crawling
this.
Over we're a also, banister to turn around a dead guy.
We're also talking
so bad.
Guilty as charged, officer.
If Grant Gustin was my fiance, I might climb on top of the coffin. I don't know.
Yeah, which this just also added to the humor of this episode with the whole bad luck stuff. So it just added on an extra element of comedy that I was okay with.
Yeah.
Because we all know that the wedding is coming. We knew they weren't going to get married this week. We know it's coming in the crossover. Mm-hmm. So no one was really upset or thought that things were going to get spoiled.
Well, he says he's going to handle it. So I wonder if he calls a favor in with Oliver Queen. Like, yo, millionaire playboy, hook me up with a space.
I mean, that could be
an answer.
I wouldn't also be mad if Oliver married them, since he is the mayor. He has.
Oh yeah, that'd be so
sweet.
He
can do that. He can officiate weddings. So that could be fun. I mean, provided that he's still mayor by the time we get there.
I just had a flash forward of like Felicity standing there with the flowers for Iris, and my heart went all pitter patter. I was like, can Melissa Benoist also be there as like one of her bridesmaids? Like, that's legit.
That is legit. But then the other rumor with the crossover is that it could turn into a double wedding for Oliver and Felicity. So maybe he'll be too busy getting married
to
officiate.
Yeah, I don't
I
want
them to have their no.
They all need their own moment. I agree with that.
Especially because Oliver and Felicity, even more so than Iris and Barry, have gone through so much. Yo, he hid a kid from her. What?
What?
No, they need their own wedding. Okay? Because not only did he hide a kid from her, but low-key, she's like a mother now. Because the other one's dead. No.
Off topic, wrong show.
No, totally wrong show. But I'm saying if we're talking about the crossovers, like, they all do interconnect. And I'm like, no. Felicity needs her day.
She definitely deserves her own day.
Okay, the girl needs her
But before her we day. Get to that, Joe and Cecile have some big news.
Bruh.
What a terrible reaction.
You know what, though?
You know what, though?
I'm okay with Joe's reaction. You know why? Joe been through
climbing on coffins. Joe been through
so much. You know, first his first wife like left him and then had a baby he didn't know about and then raised him and then he found out later on in life. He brought in a young white kid into his house after his dad allegedly murdered his mom. He had to raise these two kids. He thought he was done.
Yeah. Iris, he had to worry about his daughter dying his daughter, for the whole past year.
Yeah, and then his son is just like, yo, dad, you know, y'all didn't miss me, so I'ma go find myself and I'ma leave now. And then she comes in dropping, yo, yeah, so I'm pregnant. Joe was thinking, dang, I thought that I was past this point in my life.
And Joe's not young.
No.
I mean, I know black don't crack, but Joe's not a young man anymore. That's
Joe is like a Murtaugh. Yeah. You know, I'm too old for this shit. Yeah. And that's what was going through Joe's mind when she dropped the bomb of, oh, we're having a baby. He's just thinking, I want to be excited because I love Cecile and I want to spend the rest of my life with her right now. But another baby? Oh my gosh, am I ready for this? How old am I going to be when this kid turns 18? I got to take care of him. You saw all of it just flow through his mind. And that was the realest face on television this week.
I was like, give him an Emmy.
Okay. Right. You know what? Fine. I'll jump on board with that reaction. With all that behind it, okay.
Fine. Yeah, you just got to think. And he's probably thinking, no offense to Cecile, but he's thinking, I'm dating a woman of a similar age. He's not like he's dating a 20-year-old or something. He's probably thinking,
how you do that though?
Maybe she's past her prime.
That's so mean. Zias Belu says Joe is thinking I should have got spayed and neutered.
I think he just thought that, you know, he was just not going to have to deal with this again. But I'm excited for them because I think that having Cecile around, which I think he brought up, one of you guys brought up the fact that, you know, we announced that Barry is the Flash and she didn't even blink twice. He's just zipping around
That's the house now. That's another thing that makes me crazy is that they've had like some kind of tension reveal that Barry is the Flash with everybody. But with her, it was literally like, put your cowl on, Cecile's here. And it was like, no, it's cool.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
Can we at least pretend that it's a secret identity?
I was thinking about it and
keyword secret.
Joe, I feel like Joe out of the reactions of like finding out Barry's Flash, I feel like Joe kind of had a chill response too, and I felt like that her reacting that way was kind of just them showing how well she compliments him, like that she can kind of just like roll with the punch, because Joe's very like, I roll with the punches, like I'm down for whatever. And so I felt like that was them showing her being like, you know,
that's his boo.
That's a ride or die right there. Yeah, that means she's ready to just jump into your life and be okay with things. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I like her. And we have to point out the fact that when the roof starts caving in, Joe turns to Barry and says, I need you to run me to the house, which we know how Joe feels about being ran anywhere by Barry. No. So that is another sign of love, that Cecile called him in a moment of panic and everything's falling down. Mm-hmm. And he was willing to put aside his differences with how he feels about Barry, how he feels after Barry runs him somewhere, to have Barry take care of the situation.
It was so funny watching him go in for the hug, like, oh. Yes, sir.
Like, Barry's just awkwardly confused. What do we do? I mean, all in all, this was a great episode.
It was funny. It was really funny.
And that's what I love about The Flash, because the other DC shows can get so serious, and Arrow is definitely very dark. Mm-hmm. But The Flash
started so dark. Yes. I thought that the whole season was going to be like, ooh.
Yeah, but The Flash is able to come in and kind of be the comedic release.
Absolutely.
And it's necessary and it's needed. And I like that we're keeping it light and fun. But still, y'all did Wally wrong. All I'm going to say.
I think Wally's in his own show. I think Wally's going to be on the CW seat as part of Young Justice. And next year we're going to be like, Wally!
Like, oh my God, I know him!
I'm giving it till spring of next year, and if I don't see Wally, I'm walling.
Oh, snap. Yes. All right, so let's get into some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz.
I finally got used to this.
He's not scared anymore.
God, you're gonna make me jump this time.
So, we see next week... I don't even remember what we saw. I remember that we saw Gypsy's dad's coming. We finally get
Danny Trejo
coming. Shame. And we get the Elongated Man is coming, which I've been reading up about. And if you guys want to learn more about
Wait,
this
is
stuff,
it Elongated Man or Plastic Man?
It was Elongated Man.
Okay.
According to the article that I read. But maybe they were wrong.
No, they were probably right. I just know Plastic Man's also a famous comic figure. I didn't read up. When I saw the floppy arm, I was like, oh, is it Plastic Man?
So it's Elongated Man who's coming to town, and it's been said that he is basically, him and Barry are going to come be at against each other, but they're trying to achieve the same thing. They just have different methods of getting there. So it sounds like finally we have a meta who might be on our side, just Barry doesn't agree with his methods because it might be a lot more violent than Barry would do.
Elongated Man gave me massive Fantastic Four vibes.
Yes. I definitely saw a Fantastic Four when I was reading into that as well.
Yeah.
You have something? You keep pointing.
No, I was just going to say both movies were bad of Fantastic Four.
Oh, they were so terrible. I don't know what they were right about that franchise.
I was
going to
ask you if you were... I was like, we're talking comic books? Because okay.
No. I meant vibes with, like, the power.
Yeah.
They just get worse.
Yes.
I didn't even know it could get worse than Jessica Alba.
We're going to go back to predictions. We're getting off topic again. All right, predictions. I know we've kind of trinkled them into our show, but any new predictions you guys want to flat out say, this is what I'm seeing happening?
I think it's too early for me. I think it's cool that they figured out the game plan part of it in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they could go with it. It's too early.
This is kind of off the wall, but that's how I do. I feel like, because we talked about the Flash twins before, I feel like maybe Joe's baby might have some type of, there might be something going on there.
Oh, because the particle accelerator?
Yeah. So I think maybe that baby... or babies might be the key to all this. And everyone's expecting it to be Iris and Barry, but maybe it's not going to be Iris and Barry.
I like where you're going with this.
So, you know.
Snaps. Yeah. Yes. Okay. I'm not even going to try and follow that up with a prediction. Instead, I'm going to tell you guys two things that I learned this week. One is that this is about the crossover episode. Spoiler alert, if you guys don't want to hear anything about this, take your hands down.
Spoiler alert.
So, Tom Cavanaugh has been spotted running around in the Reverse Flash suit during this crossover event, so there's a possibility we're bringing that one back into the fold, or something seems to be happening, but I'm looking at pictures of him in that Reverse Flash suit right now.
Legends is part of the crossover, right? So maybe
a time travel one, but they're saying he could be the big bad, possibly. And then one other thing I wanted to ask you, Caroline, because you know so much about the comics.
I feel on the spot now.
Well, no, I was reading about Becky Cooper because I wanted to see if we had seen her before or anything. And it says that there was a mention of her in a season one episode and that she was an ex-girlfriend of Barry's from high school. I wasn't sure if that's in the comic books or if that's just in our world where they have mentioned her before. And I wasn't sure if you knew. And I know I'm throwing you on the spot because I just found this on my computer.
No, not at all. I mean, from the comics, it's always just been Barry and Iris.
Okay.
I mean, the biggest spoiler between the comics and the TV show, or the biggest difference is that, you know, she went from being a redhead to being the beautiful Candace Patton, which I think they did a great job casting her.
Yes.
Low-key, and like my biggest wishes of wishes would be that we would have a Flash crossover with Ezra Miller.
Oh, put it out there.
Like, I would love to go watch Justice League this year and sit down, and when they do the Speed Force things, just even if it's for a second, to see him cross world paths in the Speed Force with this Barry. How cool would that be? Anyways, We can dream.
A girl can only dream. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. I hope you guys enjoyed our conversation as much as we did. Mm-hmm. Where can everyone find you this
week to talk about? If you want to follow up and chat all things Flash or just DC in general, you can find me on Twitter at Carolina Benetti or Instagram at LenaBean113.
And you can find me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you guys go over to AfterBuzz TV. You can find us all over social media at AfterBuzz TV. And head on over to iTunes if you're listening to us. And please rate us and leave a comment there. And if you guys are watching us on YouTube, we really appreciate that thumbs up. And leave us a comment down below and let us know your thoughts on tonight's episode as well. And thank you so much for tuning in. And we will be back next week with another Halloween next week, guys. Whoa. So we got to dress up next week for Halloween here in the studio watching The Flash with you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.